Well, now we can turn to the news that New South Wales will trial the use of medical marijuana, a plan which has received the backing of the federal government and other states. It's welcome news to Lucy Haslam, a mother who, in her bid to ease the pain of her terminally ill son, was forced to break the law to get the marijuana he needed. 24-year-old Dan has terminal cancer and the drugs help him deal with the severe nausea he experiences. Lucy Haslam and her husband, a former police officer from Tamworth in New South Wales, and they've campaigned hard to change the law to allow access to medical marijuana. Lucy Haslam joins us now this morning from Tamworth. Welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, James. Thank you.
What's your reaction to the news that New South Wales will host this trial of medical marijuana?
Look, I'm incredibly encouraged by Mike Baird's support. Met him a couple of months ago now, and he has been amazing. I feel very privileged to know him, and I really believe he's going to lead Australia on this.
And he rang you personally to let you know the news?
Yes, he rang me on Friday night to tell me that things had gone well at COAG and to expect an announcement, so very happy.
So what does a national approach to this issue through COAG, with the backing of the federal government and COAG health ministers, what does that mean for the issue and your campaign?
Look, well, I always had to pick a starting point, and obviously it had to be within New South Wales, but this is obviously the direction that we needed to head. Australia is a small country, and it would be a shame if people are disadvantaged by the state that they live in and their access to medicine. So things have actually moved even a little more quickly than I'd hoped, so heading in the right direction.
And Dan's happy with the news?
Oh, very happy, yeah. Mike spoke to Dan on Friday night, and I said to Mike that's the first time he's had a smile on his face for quite a while. We're starting to realise the impact of this, not just for Dan, but for so many other people. Yep.
And tell me about Dan's experience with the nausea and what marijuana did for him.
Look, Dan, yeah, he'd been on chemotherapy for about 3 years and really struggling with anticipatory nausea. Nobody seemed to be able to help us with that. And I was given a book by Lester Grinspoon, written by Lester Grinspoon by one of my customers, and he talked about his experience with his son, Daniel, experiencing anticipatory nausea and the benefits of medical marijuana. And that was my light bulb moment. Dan tried it, and he had exactly the same miraculous effect as it did with Professor Grinspoon's son.
But that's wonderful news, and pleased to hear it. But is it proven? I mean, the cause and effect?
Yes. Well, especially with chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, yes, it's well and truly proven.
So why a medical trial then, if the evidence is clear?
Well, that's a really good point, and that's probably the only frustrating thing about this direction that we're heading. Even our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, you know, he said he doesn't see any reason why we should have more clinical trials. So I'm not exactly sure what the conversation was at COAG on Friday, but, you know, I've just got to take the positives and see that it's moving in the right direction. And, you know, I'm yet to hear any of the details of the clinical trials.
Have you faced or are you aware of opposition to the use of medical marijuana from the medical community, doctors?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The AMA haven't been particularly supportive at all. And I've been quite public in my challenge to them. I think it's really to do more with pharmaceutical companies than anything. And if I can quote Tony Abbott, and I think he said it spot on, he said it was a thicket of complexity, bureaucracy and corporate and institutional self-interest that was stopping medical marijuana from progressing in Australia, and I think that's exactly spot on.
But how does that explain the reservation of doctors?
Well, I think they're too heavily influenced by pharmaceutical companies, which start inducements to medical doctors, you know, when they're students.
Aren't pharmaceutical companies the institutions that stand to benefit and profit from medical marijuana?
I don't think so, actually, because, and this is where it is so complex, if medical marijuana comes in, because it's used for so many things, it stands to replace a lot of pharmaceutical products.
Well, on that score, do you worry that it'll be used not for so many things, but for too many things? Like you get the situation in America where any doctor can give it to you for whatever affliction you may have, a 16-year-old with athlete's foot.
Yeah, I think that's not the way to go. And obviously we can learn from what's happened in other countries. You know, I'm for regulation. I'm for tight controls. I'm for, you know, limiting the access and limiting the number of prescribers. I'm for all those things. And I think, you know, I'm actually organising a symposium, Australia's inaugural symposium on medicinal cannabis next month. And
In Tamworth.
And with Mike Baird's support, he's helping me financially. I think we need to get, you know, leaders on this from around the world to come and speak about their experiences and for people to realise that it's been introduced quite successfully in many, many, many countries now, and the sky hasn't fallen in. Things like deaths from opiates have fallen. Things like suicide rates have fallen. You know, I just think people have just got to come to realise only good is going to come from this.
Okay, Lucy Haslam, thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Lucy Bye. Haslam, the mother of Dan Haslam, who found the marijuana was very useful in dealing with the nausea as he dealt with chemotherapy. She's mum, Lucy, been campaigning hard to have medical marijuana legalised.